get involved, visit our website www.preston.fm.
What a great jingle that was. Right, it's just coming up to 8:30, and this part of the show, I'm going to interview Andy, and we're also joined by Rob Triner, who is Andy's keyboard player. Well, not Andy's keyboard player, the keyboard player from Jelly Slash Jam. Hello, boys.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, I'm going to start with a couple of simple questions that I already know the answer to, but just so that the people of Preston can know a little bit more about you. So, first question, how long have you been together?
You can answer that one.
Is it 3 years?
Three years. Yeah, 2 years. Is it sort of April, May 2005?
Yeah, first gig was in June. I remember that.
All right.
And you were all at UCLan, weren't you?
Yeah, not at the time, but we all met at UCLan, studying music, and you did performing arts.
I did drama, love you.
Okay, next question. Sorry. Where did you get... It's my first interview.
Don't apologise.
Where did you get your name from, Jelly's Last Jam?
Paul read it in a book.
I remember at the time you had a few different names.
Yeah.
Can you remember any of the ones you threw away?
Astrid.
Nice. There's someone at work called Astrid.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, we threw her away.
Someone with Trellis.
Trellis.
Trellis. That was a name that kept cropping up.
Yeah. Are we better off with Jelly's Last Jam, do you think?
Better than Trellis.
It's also the name of a Broadway musical from the early 90s.
Right.
About a jazz pianist called Jelly Roll Morton.
Yeah. I know, because I've Googled you and that's what comes up.
Yeah.
A couple more questions. Can you tell us a bit about the best gig that you've ever done, your highlight gig-wise?
So many to choose from. My personal favourite was when we played the Academy 3. In Manchester. That was a really good gig. The crowd were really up for it. And we just got, it's one of those gigs where everything comes together, you get a really good sound. And there were really good people behind the desk, and the audience were great. And we just played really, really well. But there's been quite a lot. 53 at Preston, they're always really good gigs. Mm. And there's been a fair few out-of-town gigs that have been quite good as well. The Leeds one was all right, if there'd been more people there.
Yeah, it was... Fun little venue,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was like a student pub, so there was no one there, but we enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's always hard being an unsigned band doing an out of town gig. If you're expected to bring people, you take people that would normally see you in Preston anyway, don't take people, you can't always rely on the promoter to get people there.
Yeah,
but I remember the Manchester Academy one was really, really good.
Yeah. Quite a lot of the Matt and Fred's ones. The first Matt and Fred's one that Benfidos played at, that was a really, really good gig.
Yeah, that was actually.
That was the club night that year. We
decided to host our own club night in Manchester. Paul the singer lives in Manchester, and directly opposite his flat is a jazz bar called Matt and Fred's. And I'm telling you, like, you've never heard this before.
Yeah.
But, basically, we decided to put on our own nights, and we hired out the venue, got some of our friends' bands, and just had a really good time. We've put it on hold for the moment, because we're releasing a single.
Yes, that's so I've heard.
It's going to be out on the 16th of March.
Yeah.
We've got two tracks that we're releasing on. Let's listen to one of them. It's going to be a digital-only release, so you'll be able to download this from iTunes. This is the B-side of the single, and it's called Smash and Grab. That was Jelly's Last Jam. Smash and Grab. That was my band.
And is that the track that Paul plays acoustic live on or not?
Yes, this is one that Paul will be playing guitar on at our next gig.
Because normally you're without a guitar, aren't you?
Yeah, it's no big deal, really.
No, I've just remembered you don't like people making a big deal out of it.
Well, we sort of decided, because when we started off, we didn't have a guitarist, and a lot of people commented on, like, it's piano, bass, drums and vocals and no guitar, and people commented on that, so then we started pushing that around and saying...
Talking about
the amazing guitarless band, but yeah. It's not that amazing.
Yeah,
really,
it's never intentional to do that.
No. You don't want to be people to be talking about what's not there. You want them to talk about what is there.
And yet we're still talking about it.
Just before, we were talking about your best gig experiences. Could you elaborate on your worst gig experiences? Have there been any?
There's one I can't remember the name of the venue. The one where Paul walked off stage. That was in Manchester.
Yeah, somewhere. That was the driver.
It was just that was awful.
Yeah.
It was just we were playing to the sound engineer, and we got halfway through a song, and then Paul.
It was at the Dry Bar in Manchester. It was in the downstairs venue, which is sort of hidden away behind the toilets,
and
you don't know it's there if you just go in for a drink.
Yeah.
And we were playing down there, and I remember it being sort of... Oh, that's it, we were on last. We weren't meant to be on last, were
we? There was that really kind of... Yeah, there was that band with the Liam Gallagher wannabe.
Yeah, and it was kicking off.
Yeah, they sort of barged in and we ended up going last and there was no one there to play to.
Yeah. So then there was about 5 people all stood in a line near the bar watching
Girlfriends.
No, this is people who we didn't know.
Right.
And we're playing one of our songs. These 5 people all left. and then Paul
left.
Paul was like, I've had enough of this. And he just walked off the stage. And then Rob, you carry on
had
singing.
I carry on singing.
So Rob sang. Because Paul was expecting us all to walk off the stage.
Right.
And follow him in this sort of
rock and
defiance.
Roll.
Yeah. But we just carried on playing. Because, you know, we were there.
Professionals.
So then Paul just sort of stood in the audience.
Brilliant.
And then it turned out the 5 people who walked out had only nipped out to go to the bar because the bar was shut downstairs where we were. So, made him look a little bit foolish, but...
Did he get back on stage? Was he
he came back on stage, looked a bit ashamed of himself, and we carried on. It kind of broke the ice a little bit as well, I think. It was a bit awkward.
Yeah.
Like, playing to no one.
I know that you do video diaries. Is that featured on one of your old video diaries?
That one is not actually.
I don't think that one is.
That was when we were having a break from the video diaries.
Right. Do you want to say what the video where you can see the video diaries?
Yeah, if you want to see the video diaries, it's www.youtube.com/jellyslastjam. As Vic said, we've got into the habit of... filming our gigs and posting the highlights on YouTube. That, although intending not to do it with quite so much regularity this year because just to make it slightly less work for myself, if I'm honest. But we're still going to film every gig, but then do like the highlights of 3 or 4 gigs in one video diary. So it'll be slightly more entertaining, I think, as well.
Yeah, I enjoy them. You interview the pub, like, people watching the band and stuff, and I'm in a couple of them, which is nice.
Yep.
You're probably in more than I am.
Yeah.
Whenever I see that camera, go and stand
Rob's
behind a corner.
It's a slightly camera shy.
And as we said before, you're playing at 50 Degrees this Thursday.
Yep.
You'll be on stage, doors are at 9:30.
Yep.
Probably on about 10:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
And you're headlining.
Yeah,
which is good.
It's the first. We've played 53.
It's about 4 or 5 times, something like that.
4 or 5 times so far, and this is the first time we'll be headlining, which is exciting. As we mentioned before, it's Paul's first gig on the guitar.
Yeah.
Which Paul said would be a bit like Come Dancing on Ice because of the aspect of watching it for the failure. You know. So it'll be entertaining nevertheless.
Cool.
We've got tickets available.
Yeah.
If you get in touch with us, you can email us at info@jellyslastjam.co.uk, Or you can text me on 07941 380 446. If you'd like a ticket, they're £5, and I'll let you know how I can get one to you.
Okay. That's actually the reduced rate. The normal public price is £6.
Yeah.
So
it's cheap. Good deal.
It's also part of DIY at Promo with legendary Preston DJ Carl Yates.
Yes.
So it's a good night. Very cheap drinks too.
Yeah.
So have the Friday off work. Do you have any more gigs coming up apart from 53 one?
Yeah, we're doing a little bit of a tour. Sorry.
No, carry on.
Okay. We're doing a little bit of a tour in March around the single release date.
Yeah.
You can catch up with all our gigs at MySpace. It's like I'm just reading out URLs in this interview. Our MySpace is www.myspace.com/jellieslastjam. And all the gigs are posted on there. So, yeah.
Cool.
Have you run out of questions?
I have. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Do you want to listen to the actual single now?
Or yeah, well, do you?
I'd like to.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is going to be our first single. It's quite exciting.
It's an actual official single, isn't it, as well? It's being released properly through iTunes.
Yeah, it's all self-financed. And it's called Alibi.
It's called Alibi.
Rob written this, didn't he?
It was something like what I wrote, yeah.
Okay, and who it is, Alibi.
That was Jelly's Last Jam's new single, Alibi, out on the 16th of March.
Yes, buy it, please.
Yes, support local music.
Yeah,
buy it.
Why not?
Okay, anything else you want to tell us about? Any other news, things you've got coming up? Sorry, I ran out of questions.
No, it's okay. I think just wrap it up. Thank us for coming in.
Okay.
And say goodbye to Rob.
Thank you very much, Rob, for coming in.
No problem.
Thank you, Andy, for coming in. So yeah, buy the single and come down to 53 and watch them.
Yeah, 19th of Feb,
this Thursday. Okay, on with some jingles.
Yep.
103.2 Preston FM's chat.